Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet the Team of One, the one and only audio engineering fellow with the New World Symphony, Mike Golubitsky. Mike is a second-year fellow, and his fascination with sound goes back to some of his earliest memories.
I was a rowdy little kid growing up in Russia and wouldn't concentrate on anything, and then we got a piano. And I would just sit there for hours hitting different keys on the piano. That seemed to calm me down. And my mom would tell me later that she didn't even need a babysitter after we got that piano.
From those first experiences with sound, it really wasn't that big of a leap for Mike to move into the world of audio engineering. And there was one moment, one experience, with one of his college professors, who was a pianist, that really just sealed the deal.
He would tell us different things that would move our sort of musical understanding to the limits and beyond what we thought before we came. And then one of his major obsessions in his musical career is Mozart. During the 250th anniversary of his birthday, he performed an entire cycle of Mozart sonatas. I recorded a bunch of those. Those are the recordings I sent to Aspen Music Festival to get accepted there as an audio engineering intern.
And it was at the Aspen Music Festival that Mike made a new friend, a fellow audio engineer who just happened to have worked with the New World Symphony. That's how Mike found out about the audio engineering fellowship with the group. His work at the Aspen Music Festival and now with the New World Symphony has helped him develop a strong philosophy about audio engineering.
Little by little, I carved out an understanding of what sound is and what I must do as a recording engineer, which is basically to work with first the physical and technical parameters that I have to work with. And then, of course, comes the artist who's going to be making the music. And then lastly, my own ideas, given everything that came already. And so that's a journey. Everything's in flux.
Mike's journey into the world of audio engineering has been helped by his work with the New World Symphony. Of course, his time with the group has helped him hone the craft of recording, as he says, but there's something else, too.
It's given me an opportunity to work with different sorts of people in different types of situations, which is the hardest part of the work. The technical aspect is something you work out on your own, and you have full control over that. In the end, that's pretty easy. But the working together to make all these different types of projects happen is what the true challenge is, and the experience at NWS has certainly provided a lot of different context to learn from.
Mike has had the opportunity to work on all sorts of recording projects. He records symphonies, he records soloists, he records chamber music players, and he also records little things. Little things that he says he actually takes even more pride in than the big things that he records. Little things like this.
There's this chime melody that MTT wanted to record, and I got to record that, and now it plays before every concert, and every time I hear it, it's like, I recorded that, it's great.
That's the sound that lets the audience know that a performance is about to start in the New World Center. And according to ArtsBeat in the New York Times, it wins the contest for the coolest recorded music used to signal to the audience to gather in the concert hall. Mike got to record vibraphone player Robert Klieger, a percussionist in the orchestra, and the melody is an ancient one, generally considered to be the oldest surviving example of a complete musical composition. You can read the complete story on our website, classicalsouthflorida.org. Mike's been the audio engineering fellow with the New World Symphony for 2 years, so he's got some great memories. One of his favorites? Working with conductor Sir Neville Mariner, who came in earlier this season and conducted Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4.
It's a piece that just is very powerful, and his rendition and New World Symphony's rendition was very moving to me personally. And also to hear it in three different spaces was enlightening.
That was second-year audio engineering fellow Mike Golubitsky. I'm Elena C., hoping you'll join me again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.